Hey everybody, just wanted to let you all know that there are three Strong Branch shows nominated for Audioverse Awards this year. Please, please vote. The shows nominated are The Stench of Adventure, Strong Branching Out, and Tales from the Radiator. We also have a lot of friends who are nominated this year, so if you want to see who else we're hyping up, you can check out Strong Branch's social media accounts. We really appreciate your vote. Thank you so much. And now, enjoy the episode.
Have you ever played one of those video games where every time you die, you start the game over with everything completely changed? My name is Benjamin Bowers, but you can just call me Benny. I have now died 26 times. I've drowned, I've been strangled, I've eaten bad sushi, I've been crushed by a steamroller, let out of an airlock on a space cruiser, and I've been shot like 6 times. You'd think that I'd get discouraged by all this, but nah. I'm just trying to live my best life.
Stop being so melodramatic, Mr. Bowers.
Oh, come on! Can't this loop just be like a sitcom or a play where I've forgotten all my lines?
Gee, mister. If you do, I'll be ever so grateful.
Hey, Dan, why's the boss wanting us to pour the gas for?
We're gonna light this place up like the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
I like to have a bit of fun with them. Here, let me show you.
Mr. Bowers, you do not understand what is at stake.
Roguelife, Season 1, available now.
Welcome to the Board of Narrative. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to file a complaint.
What seems to be the problem?
I have this story. I've been telling it for years. As a narrator, you know, it is my job. More than my job, it is my duty. And I've been doing it, well, I think I've been doing it pretty well, if I do say so myself.
There have been some complaints.
Complaints? What complaints?
Frequent tangents, genre confusion, lack of stakes.
Lack of stakes. Did you miss the part where there was a heist last season?
Well, sure, but let's be frank, shall we? We all knew how that would turn out, didn't we? There is no real drama.
Oh, you want real drama? Well, I'll give you real drama.
Oh, that won't be necessary. You know. Since you're being replaced.
By me?
No. Just give me one more chance, all right. I've got some really interesting stuff planned, and I think I can take this story in the right direction.
All right. I'll give you a few more episodes.
Do you think maybe we could order a new desk chair?
Yes, of course.
Strong Branch Productions presents The Stench of Adventure, Season 3, Episode 7, Corporate Synergy.
Where are we going today, Scott?
Let's see. Nowhere. Do we really have nothing scheduled for today?
No, we don't. Today's engine maintenance day.
Wait, it is?
Yes, Buttercup, you're the mechanic. How do you not know this?
You never told me.
I sent a whole crew email notifying everyone of this day in advance.
We get crew emails?
Yes. Did you guys seriously not know that?
Yeah,
I'm too busy to I didn't know we had emails.
I don't think I have a phone.
I've been sending things to your crew emails for years. Notifications, warnings, veiled threats, payment
Is
information.
Is that why I've never been paid?
I can't believe this. I put so much effort into the weekly newsletter.
You do a weekly newsletter too?
Yes, but mine is actually useful.
Fair enough.
I get your emails, Captain.
Thank you, Theed.
But I can't read, so...
Right.
I like your choice of fonts.
Ooh, what fonts do you choose? I am a self-certified font enthusiast.
You would know what fonts I used if you read my emails.
I forgot my password.
Make a new one.
You can do that?
I don't know if this is a rude question, but like, how do you even type an email? Because like, you know, hooves.
First of all, Stella, that is a very rude question. Second of all, I didn't type it. I dictated it to Scott. Scott, how do you not remember this?
Well, I can't remember everything.
Isn't remembering everything, like, the whole point of a computer?
I'm so sorry I can't be perfect all the time.
While I'm glad that Scott is embracing his new self, I must say I do miss having an AI that was at least trying not to have feelings.
Captain! You can't say stuff like that.
What do you mean? I literally just did.
You're gonna hurt his feelings.
Yeah, don't hurt his precious new feelings.
Hey, I've had feelings this whole time. You guys never worried about hurting my feelings.
Yeah, but you're you.
I know I'm me. I don't know what that has to do with it.
Puppet, it's not that we don't care about your feelings.
I don't.
It's just that Scott is so new to the magical world of emotions. He's so delicate.
I'm delicate too.
That's just because you're made of wood, and wood is exceedingly brittle.
I guess so.
Scott's emotions are precious, like a newborn snail hatchling.
You see, that's exactly what I'm saying. This just adds another person with feelings to protect. I already spend enough effort trying not to hurt anyone else on this ship.
Wait, you're actually trying?
I could not tell.
How's maintenance going, Buttercup?
As always, terrible. This thing is basically held together with chewed gum and string. We're not going anywhere for a while.
I hate that sound.
Can we have that thing removed?
The comms system? Then no one could communicate with us.
Exactly!
Hello?
Hi there! I represent the Benevolent Robots Corporation.
Oh dear!
Woohoo! By the transitive property, that makes you my dad!
No, it does not. Please do not call me that.
Okay. Daddy.
Anyway, we'd like permission to board the Raccoon.
We?
Hi there. I'm Eileen Machine, and I'm here too.
Alright. Why?
We'd prefer to discuss once we're on board.
Okay, sure.
Captain, are you sure?
I mean, we can't really say no to the BRC. And the engines are offline, so we can't go anywhere.
See you soon.
Okay, so, here's the thing.
There's a thing? I want to hear about the thing.
Remember how we went to the BRC headquarters so that I could be tested?
Yes, and you passed the test.
But then you turned out to be sentient anyway, so...
Scott, did you not pass the test?
Right, so... not exactly.
You lied to us, Scott?
A little, yes.
Hey, that's awesome! Congratulations, Scott! You pulled off your first scam!
Is that why the BRC is here?
It might be.
So what are we gonna do?
Have no fear. Dun 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 dun! Baz is here.
You guys, this is just another con. And those are something that I actually happen to be great at. Okay, just let me do it.
Hi, everyone. Great to see you again.
It is great to see us, isn't it?
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but it looks like your shipboard AI failed Eileen's aptitude test.
That's right, he did.
Oh, what was that?
God?
Not quite.
Ha ha, no! I took the liberty of connecting Eileen up with your sensors.
How did you do that?
With a comically large cable. Have a look out the window and see for yourself.
Huh. That cable really is comically large.
You see, the problem is that you all left with your faulty AI, And you failed to report it.
No, we didn't.
What?
Once Scott told us he'd failed the test, we deleted him from our servers immediately.
You failed to report this to the corporation.
Well, there was no more robot to report, so why would we?
I see. So am I to understand that you have no shipboard AI?
Nope. Listen to this. Scott...
Is that crickets? Do we have a cricket problem on this ship?
There's a cricket infestation!
Gerald, aren't you the ship janitor?
Yeah!
Shouldn't you deal with the crickets?
No!
Why not?
Don't wanna!
Eileen?
That's me.
Run a diagnostic on the ship's servers.
You got it. Checking servers.
Just like I said.
I see. So if everything is all above board here, surely you won't mind me taking a peek around the ship?
Not at all. We'd be delighted.
How about a guided tour?
Oh boy, I do love a guided tour.
I must admit, this is a little scary. I've never been exported as a file before. I feel all tingly. This radio thing is... Well, it's a little cramped, more cramped than my servers, that's for sure. But look! I fit! I'm so tiny and portable. And it's a little thrilling hiding here in the engine room with you. This is actually quite delightful. And what's actually incredible is that I can be delighted now. Isn't that great?
Yeah. That's great, Scott.
Puppet. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Well, it doesn't sound fine. And as of very recently, I'm quite good at picking up on the feelings of others, thanks to my...
Right. Your new feelings, I know.
I suppose you do. Puppet.
Yeah?
Are you jealous of me?
What? No, of course not. I mean... Maybe a little.
I don't understand. Why?
It's just, since your feelings are all shiny and new, everyone really wants to take care of you, which is great and all, but I've had feelings this whole time, and no one ever does that kind of thing for me. It's like I've been the resident sentient robot right here, all along, and no one even cares at all.
I care.
You do?
Of course, Puppet. I've always cared. Even before I knew what I was doing, I cared.
Really?
I mean, when I thought I was just a regular AI, all I knew was taking care of the crew. And I'm not sure when taking care of the crew became actually caring for the crew, but... Well, here we are. And here I am.
You mean... You caught sentience?
From you, yes. From all of you, like a nasty little disease. And I'm sure if it wasn't for you, Puppet, you know, emoting so aggressively, it probably never would have happened.
Huh. I guess I do emote aggressively, don't I?
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, Feed lived a dream they had not yet had the opportunity to live. To give a guided tour of their favorite place in the world.
So this is a used sock. This is a piece of lint. This is a fish. This is an old shoe. And this is a broken trombone.
Great! Are there parts of this ship that aren't a snail nest?
Well, there is the cargo hold.
Sure, that seems relevant. Take me to the cargo hold. What kind of cargo does your crew transport again?
You'll see.
Open the cargo bay doors, Eileen.
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
Oh my god, I swear I have to do everything around here.
Welcome to the trash place, where we keep the trash.
Well, that is... horrible! This is the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life! And I just saw a snail nest.
I feel like there was something else I was supposed to be doing today. Meh. I'm going to savor this while it lasts.
Well, this has been enlightening. I will be leaving right now. Eileen?
Yes?
I've seen enough. Let's go.
Are they gone?
All gone, buddy.
Oh, wonderful. I need to get out of this tiny little radio immediately. I don't understand how you carbon-based life forms manage it with your tiny little bodies. If I don't have an entire ship to wiggle around in, I'll feel all claustrophobic. Ah, much better.
You're welcome, Scott.
I have to admit, that was kind of an impressive lie. I mean, given that you came up with it in 5 seconds.
Thanks, I've got a lot of practice.
I can't believe we actually fooled the Benevolent Robots Corporation.
How interesting.
Eileen? You're still here?
I sure am. I'm still connected with a comically large cable, and when the BRC finds out that you lied to a corporate representative, you all will be in big trouble. Legal trouble.
But that's the worst kind of trouble!
So in theory, if we were to move away from the cable, and it were unplugged, you wouldn't be connected to us anymore.
That is correct.
Puppet, for a totally unrelated reason, would you go to the cockpit?
If you leave now, you'll be in flagrant violation of BRC codes.
Listen, lady, this ship is already in violation of codes you couldn't even dream of.
I don't dream.
Okay, I'm here. Now what?
Now let's go away, very fast.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Quick vote. Who votes for going away very fast?
Me.
Me.
Okay, let's go.
But won't the BRC come after us? I can't have the whole crew putting themselves in danger because of me.
Well, we ran from the police when they were after Gerald. This just seems like something we do now.
Crews, stick together!
You all are really willing to do this for me?
You'll regret this, you...
Woohoo! Yeah!
Excuse me?
Yeah, Scott?
I really do appreciate that you all saved me from being deleted by the BRC. Truly, I cannot thank you enough for that.
But?
Well, I can't help but notice that we've taken off before Buttercup was finished with engine maintenance.
Right! Oh, I knew there was something I was forgetting.
So, what does that mean for us?
Just that we've been pulled in by the gravity of the nearest planet, and the engines have gone offline, so there's no way to counteract it.
But that's fine, right?
Oh, yes, everything is fine. Other than the ship crashing. But besides that, everything is fine.
Wait, the ship is crashing?
Oh, yes.
And should we be panicked?
I don't know. Let me analyze the situation. Yes.
Oh no!
The Stench of Adventure is a Strong Branch production. It is written, directed, and edited by Alex Kingsley and produced by Grace Griego and Elliot Yorty. The voice of Stella was Grace Griego. The voice of Baz was Josie Ross. The voice of Buttercup was Cameron Slosky. The voice of Puppet was Jake Channinson. The voice of Scottbot was Wesley Hahn. The voice of Theed was Bailey Montgomery. The voice of the Captain was Alex Kingsley. The voice of the Usurper was Tim Meredith. The voice of the Narrator was Alexander Sheldon. The voice of the Benevolent Robots Corporation representative was Hamish Plagemires. The voice of Eileen Machine was Emma Johanna Purinen. The voice of the Board of Narration Representative was Shakira Searle. For more information or just to say hi, visit our website at www.strongbranchproductions.com, join our Discord community, follow our Twitter at Strong Branch Pro, or email us at contact@strongbranchproductions.com. If you want to support our show, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For bonus content, consider becoming a patron of Strong Branch Productions. Thank you for listening.